A federal appeals court says the state of Florida can prohibit adoptions by homosexuals. Florida is the only state with a blanket ban on gay adoptions. A group of gay parents had challenged the law, saying it violated their constitutional rights. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the court said the state can place limits on adoption rights.
Attorney Wayne Smith of Key West, Florida, clearly loves kids. He has had a total of 22 foster children in his home. The state even has enough trust in him to appoint Smith legal guardian of a six-year-old boy. So Wayne Smith doesn't understand why he cannot adopt.
If it is true that we're bad categorically as parents, then it's not rational that we can be legal guardians but not adoptive parents.
Smith and three other gay parents are suing to overturn a ban passed into law in 1977 when entertainer Anita Bryant led a campaign against gay rights. ACLU attorney Matt Coles, who argued the case, says the effect of the ban is to leave many kids stuck in foster care.
It is madness to completely exclude a group of people because of a characteristic which has nothing to do with their ability to be a good parent from adoption when you have kids who never get a home.
But the court said the state legislature had justified its decision to favor heterosexual families and said that millennia of human experience have not discovered a superior model for child rearing to the traditional family. Professor William Duncan with Catholic University's Marriage Law Project filed an amicus brief in the case. He says this is not so much a decision against gay parents, it just affirms the state's ability to choose what's best for foster kids.
Once we decide that a child needs to be moved out of foster care into a permanent situation, are we going to put them in a situation as much like what the state of Florida has decided is the ideal setting for children to be raised by mother and father, or are we not?
The court pointed to some controversial sociology studies purporting to show higher rates of abuse among gay parents. That research is not accepted by many in the profession, but the court said pretty much any research gave the state a rational basis for preferring straight parents over gays. The plaintiffs had hoped their argument would gain strength from last year's Supreme Court ruling in Lawrence v. Texas, which decriminalized homosexual acts. The ACLU's Matt Coles was stunned to find
that the court completely ignores what the U.S. Supreme Court said only 6 months ago in Lawrence against Texas about a constitutional that gay people have a constitutional right to basic dignity and respect for their relationships. The court behaves as if none of that happened.
But the appeals court said Texas had no rational basis for outlawing homosexual acts, while Florida lawmakers felt they had good reason to ban gay adoption. William Duncan of the Marriage Law Project says this ruling shows that the Lawrence decision will not have a domino effect and will not break down barriers against gay families and gay marriage.
This is really narrow. It's about criminal prosecutions of consenting adults, and adoption is different. Adoption involves a child who's not a consenting adult. Adoption is a state giving recognition to a relationship as opposed to criminally prohibiting certain behavior.
Governor Jeb Bush applauded the ruling, saying it vindicated the state's policy. Parent Wayne Smith says what bothers him most is that the state hired outside counsel to argue this case while complaining it lacks funding to monitor abusive parents.
But they've got enough money to spend $350,000 preventing us from taking care of kids.
The ACLU has not yet decided whether it will ask the Supreme Court to review the case. Larry Abramson, NPR News.